What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, the banquet of blood continues. However, like any good buffet eater should know, you have to know when to take a break so you can digest what you've already ingested. So, tomorrow's video will not be an HMT. However, it is a very interesting topic that's going to serve as a good side dish. Got to take your breather. Don't want to overwhelm your palate and your stomach. However, it was a great comment that was left, and I want to talk about something that women love to talk about nowadays: financial abuse. However, let's get back to the dish that's being prepared and served up right now. This article was published on the 12th of August. Life sentence for man who terminated, quote unquote, nagging wife whilst holidaying in Newcastle. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A husband who terminated his wife for quote unquote nagging him has been handed a life sentence. 51-year-old Sung Hurt Fong initially pleaded not guilty to terminating his 51-year-old wife, Peak Ying Ling, who appeared at Newcastle Crown Court on Monday, August 1st. However, on Tuesday, August 9th, the trial was abandoned when the terminator pleaded guilty to the crime. Fong and Ling journeyed to Newcastle from Singapore to visit family living in the area in December of 2021. Their trip would end in tragedy when shortly before 7:15 a.m. on December 6th, police were called to their city center accommodation on West Gate Road. Emergency services arrived and discovered Peak was not breathing. Sadly, despite their attempts to save her life, she was pronounced deleted at the scene shortly after. An investigation was launched, with officers arresting her husband on suspicion of termination, and he was charged within 24 hours. The court was told how Fong attempted to silence his wife's nagging by putting a pillow over her face. The prosecutor said, quote unquote, he lost his temper. He snapped and he smothered her to death, apparently to stop her from scolding him or nagging him or to keep her quiet. Ladies, there's a saying that says life and death does rest on the tongue of a woman. In this particular case, truer words were never spoken. Fong then messaged his son, who was studying in a university in Newcastle, and reportedly said, quote unquote, I have hurt your mother. She's gone. She's deceased. Quote unquote, I just lost it. I tried to cover her mouth to shush her. I just lost it. This right here is another case of a man who finally said he had had enough. Man, just like the dude who terminated his wife and the in-laws. Gentlemen, here we are. Here we are. Men have had enough. Oh, it's gonna get a whole lot worse, especially in Chicago, in Illinois. That's going to be one hell of an HMT hub. On Friday, August 12th, a judge handed Fong a life sentence and told him he must serve a minimum of 12 and a half years behind bars. Speaking following their father's plea, the couple's three children issued a joint statement. It read, quote unquote, "We are heartbroken after losing our mom, but now we just want to provide our dad with the support he needs." Sounds like some very balanced children. Ladies, all of this nagging, all of this gaslighting, emasculating, that right there, more and more men are finally deciding that they're not going to take it. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in a hotel. Gotta give it a 5. Method of execution, the pillow of punishment, up close, personal. Gotta give it a 10. Psychological impact, I'm gonna give this one a 5. And of course, for the brutality factor, he gets a 10. So Soong the Smotherer gets a score of 30. Time to ask a rhetorical question. Why is it that nagging, gaslighting, emasculation, things of that nature that women love to do to men are not considered emotional or psychological terrorism? Why? That right there is abuse of a higher magnitude. Why? Because we all know when it comes to DV, the laws on the book are all geared at men. Why? Because physical. When it comes to mental, which women love to do, there's no such laws on the books. None. However, when a man finally decides he's had enough and he actually snaps like this man did, oh, now we have to throw the entire library at him. However, I love the fact that they simply glaze over the fact that she's the one that drove this man to this because of her fucking mouth. That's right, ladies. That's right. Now, something that women love to say nowadays. Well, our grandmothers went through so much. That's why we're so blah, 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 blah. Come on now. I find that absolutely idiotic. What happened in the past, men of today should not have to pay for. But ironically, we have a society set up that allows women to say stupid shit like that and enact those mental warfare tactics on today's men. Oh, yeah. However, ladies, there are too many men out there who are saying, nope, I've had enough. And yeah, it is what it is. Now, of course, there's always going to be guys who say, well, no woman is worth going to jail for. I get that. I get that. However, like I said in yesterday's HMT, different men will handle things differently. It's not what you or I would do. It's what he decided to do at that time. It is what it is. But I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And women, around the world. Simply put, the power for a lot of you, social media, everything you think you have that will give you an advantage over men will go out. Feminism, nagging, gaslighting, and all the psychological warfare that you're allowed to get away with will go out right along with it. Because, once again, every man has a line. And ladies, when you cross that point of no return, whatever happens to you, happens. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.